There's big news for the 2025 Honda Civic. It's now available as a hybrid. More than that, its new gasoline-electric powertrain replaces the Civic's previously optional turbocharged engine, making the Civic Hybrid both a max fuel economy choice as well as a higher performance one. It seems like a compelling pick for a small hybrid sedan, but it's not the only one. Hyundai has a similar mission with its 2025 Elantra Hybrid. This dramatically styled sedan gets its own update for 2025, resulting in edgier styling and additional technology features. Which one of these practical and high MPG sedans is the better buy? Edmunds experts compare them to find out. Fuel economy and performance. Although both are hybrids, the 2025 Civic and 2025 Elantra have very different types of gasoline-electric powertrains. We won't get into the engineering minutiae, but the Elantra's acceleration feel and engine sound will seem more normal to potential owners. The Civic's low-speed acceleration is very smooth, but driving on hilly terrain can make the powertrain seem noisier than the Elantra's. The Elantra has the advantage in terms of fuel economy. Its sport and limited trim levels get an EPA estimated 50 mpg combined. The blue trim returns 54 mpg combined, although when you're talking about mpg figures this high, the difference in terms of actual gas burned is minimal. That's a critical point since the Civic Hybrid returns an EPA estimated 49 mpg combined. So, advantage Elantra, but oh so barely. The Civic enjoys a significant advantage in acceleration. Its 200 horsepower powertrain zipped it from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.6 seconds at the Edmunds test track. For context, that's quicker than the sporty Civic C. The Elantra, working with just 139 horsepower, hit 60 miles per hour at the Edmunds track in a pokey 9 seconds. Advantage. Civic. Interior quality and space. The Civic interior has a premium look and feel, with plenty of soft-touch surfaces and switchgear that clicks and turns with a pleasing heft. You'll feel like you're getting your money's worth. By contrast, the Elantra Hybrid has lots of scratchy, hard plastic with no soft-touch materials in sight. The design is interesting, but there's nothing premium about it. The Elantra's back seat is a little roomier than the Civic's, while the needle goes the other direction in terms of trunk space. 14.8 cubic feet for the Civic sedan and 14.2 cubic feet for the Elantra. The Civic is available with a hatchback trunk as well, which increases versatility. Edmunds also rated the Civic's in-car storage higher than the Elantra's. Advantage, Civic. Technology features. The top-of-the-line Civic Sport Touring has a 9-inch touchscreen boasting the Google built-in interface. This provides an enhanced version of Google Maps plus Google Assistant voice controls and various entertainment apps from the Google Play Store. The system is easy to use and the Google elements could be considered an advantage over what you get in the Elantra. However, the lower Civic trim levels have a smaller screen that lacks the Google built-in tech. This screen is more rudimentary in functionality, appearance and feature content than both the upgrade system and what you'll find in every Elantra hybrid. The Elantra blue trim has an 8-inch touchscreen, while all other trims get a 10.25-inch touchscreen. The Elantra's driver aids and safety tech is superior, period. It has one of the most helpful systems Edmunds has tested. Alerts are visible and helpful, false alarms are few, and the adaptive cruise control system accelerates and brakes the car in a way that will seem normal for the driver. The Civic comes with nearly the same list of systems, but they don't work quite as well and unobtrusively as the Hyundai's. Advantage, Elantra. Features and value. The Civic Hybrid powertrain is only available in the upper Sport and Sport Touring trim levels. Pricing is therefore elevated to start at $29,845. The Elantra Blue starts at $26,250 and the amount of feature content isn't that different between the two. Opt for the Elantra's Sport trim and the price goes up to $28,225. For that you get the top-of-the-line infotainment system, digital instruments and wireless device charging. You have to buy the $32,845 Civic Sport Touring Hybrid to get those same features. Basically, you get more features for your money with the Elantra. You also get a longer warranty. Advantage, Elantra. Edmunds says, these hybrid sedans are closely matched. The Elantra Hybrid could work out well if a low price is a priority for you. Otherwise, we think the Civic Hybrid is the better buy overall. Its quick performance and classier cabin make it more enjoyable to drive than the Elantra while still getting great MPG. Blank. This story was provided to the Associated Press by the automotive website Edmunds. James Ryswick is a contributor at Edmunds. James Ryswick, The Associated Press.